I kiss you again as the rain slams against the house. And then I climb over you to get out of the bed, making sure I'd leave a nice little wet line across your belly where my pussy passed over you. You groan and try to hold me down, but somehow I get out of the bed, escaping your strong arms. I gently push the covers back from your body, and with a voice dripping in suggestive intonation, I say, "Come on. We're going on an adventure." I take your hand and gently pull you down the hall, down the stairs, and to the main floor, and then towards the door, out to the yard. You pull back, clearly not wanting to be near the windows while we're both naked. I can sense you're trying to figure out my game, but you're not thinking big enough, and by the time I have the door open, you've barely realized what I'm suggesting. I step out onto the deck, and then turn around to face you. The light outside is a strange gray brightness that gives everything a silvery glow, and I grin devilishly as I stare at you, still standing in the safe way of the doorway. "Told ya, I'm not scared," I say, and I laugh slightly as your eyes take me in. The rain is coming down so hard, and my hair is already a limp mop, the dark cherry red even darker now that it's wet. A few of the longer strands are plastered suggestively on my tits, and the rain is running rivulets of water down my curves, helping dry your eyes from the top to the bottom of me. Somehow, the raindrops are just the right temperature, and instead of feeling cold, I feel comfortable and at ease. You glance uneasily around at the neighbors' houses that look directly into our yard, knowing if anyone is awake and staring out of those windows, that they have a full view of my naked back and ass standing out in the rain. I take the 2 steps back towards you, towards the safety of the house, and wrap my arms around your lower back, pressing my body against yours, letting you feel how soaking I am. I kiss you deeply and slide my right hand from your back down your leg, around your front, and then up to caress your hard, thick cock. You turn to moan this time, and you kiss me back even harder. You try to take a step back, attempting to pull me into the house and away from prying eyes, but I mumble, "Uh-huh, no," as I continue to stroke your cock. "No, babe, if you want to fuck me, it's gonna be out here. In the rain." I pull you out of the doorway, onto the deck, closing the door behind you. My hands are everywhere, enjoying how nice it feels to have the rain running all over you. Better than touching you in the shower, because there's a chance someone's watching us. Though we'll likely never know. I walk us further across the deck and towards the yard. Then I look over my shoulder and I mumble, "I want you on the grass." I look back at you with my big blue eyes full of need, and I can see that you've finally come around to what I want. And you want this too. I can barely stand. I'm so fucking ready for you. I just want you to take me and make me loudly wake the neighbors with my deep, desperate moans and groans and tiny cries of pure pleasure. We stumble down onto the grass, and I recklessly push you down onto the soft, wet surface. I straddle your stomach, and I can tell you feel how warm and wet I still am for you. You grab an ass cheek in each hand and try to push my hips down towards your dick, but I lean forward instead, kissing you and pressing my dripping wet tits onto your chest. You move your hands up to my waist, and just when I think you're going to play with my breasts some more, you suddenly push down forcefully, and the wetness from the rain helps as my hips glide the few inches downwards until I can feel the searing heat of the tip of your cock pressing right against my very willing cunt. You stop. Even in your moment of lust, you're still able to hold back and tease me just a little bit. My eyes and head roll back, and I spread my legs even more, breathing suddenly ragged and feral. I try to push down to take you inside of me, but you hold me firmly, and as the rain washes over every part of me, I whimper rapidly in succession a few times, spreading my knees even further out to the sides as my chest heaves with my breath. You look at me, a desperate little whore just dying to be fucked, and you say with no hint of sarcasm or mockery, beg. I shudder in a wave of pleasure at the word and drop my head to your chest. Oh my god, please fuck me. Oh my, fuck me with your goddamn hard cock until I can't even fucking stand anymore. Please, please. Anything you want, please just put it in me now. Please, please, please. And then I look up at you with eyes that you know you will never need to look elsewhere. And just as our gazes lock, you push me down the rest of the way, spreading and stretching my opening with your thick, hard cock. And I'm lost again. My head collapses on your chest as I catch my breath. My heart is pounding in my chest, and you can feel it as it rocks my breasts against you. The rain is now making trails down the lips of my pussy and around the base of your cock, which is so deeply pressed into me. Oh, I let out a guttural exhalation of breath, a cross between a moan and a sigh. You let me take a moment to just feel you, filling me up, and then you nudge my shoulders with your hands, helping me to sit up. I'm not entirely sure where I am, but the water feels good, and the waves of warmth, wetness, and unreal delight flowing from where you're impaling me and out through to my extremities almost takes over my mind. My eyes are gently closed, my mouth slightly agape, and you help me stay upright by holding my hips in your strong hands. You coax me into moving by helping guide me on the first couple thrusts, pushing and pulling on my hips as I ride you. Suddenly my eyes and awareness come back to me, somehow, and I look down at your gorgeous smile as you watch me, my breasts bouncing with our motion, rain still soaking us. I start to move without your guidance, gradually faster, biting my lip and moaning with every thrust. I put my hands on your chest to stabilize myself and lean forward, changing the motion of my tits from a methodical bounce to a full rock, moving harder and faster as we both start to fucking lose it. I start to cry out with higher pitched, more feverish, more desperate and breathy moans and grunts, and you can tell I'm close again. You put your hands back on my hips and move me the way you need me, pushing up into me even harder than before, each thrust now making me scream out in absolute bliss. You move faster and faster, and I can barely feel anything but the motion of your hot fucking cock moving inside me. I feel like I'm going to split in half, and I wonder if I'm even going to be able to walk back into the house when we're done. The thought of being fucked until I can't watch sends me right over the edge, and as I start shuddering and mumbling, oh, 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 you quicken your pace and send the last few of your thrusts right to the center of my being. I'm still coming when you groan, fuck, and stiffen under me, your head pressing down into the lawn as your ass muscles tense and press up into me. We come together with a sound that makes even the best music on earth pale in comparison. I feel the heat of your cum inside me, immediately warming me, though I hadn't even realized I was cold. You relax suddenly and lay back, spent and full of satiated sighs. I lean forward to collapse on your chest, and as your dick slides out of me, pulling some of your cum dribbling out with it, I groan again. The feeling of the tip passing out through my lips in a gush of your cum is exquisite, and the image that my mind conjures is so dirty and sexy that it sends me into another series of shakes and shudders, my thighs tightening over your hips as my hands reach out into the grass to find a mental anchor. You laugh knowingly at how much I get off when you pull out, and you put one arm around my lower back as the other brushes my wet mop of hair away from my face. I'm still catching my breath, and you watch my face, right cheek pressed into your chest, as I settle into the luxurious feeling of contentment that I'm clearly wrapped in. The sound of the rain is just so soothing and calming, and I can feel myself starting to fall asleep. You nudge me, trying to keep me awake, and say, "Come on, can't sleep out here, babe. I'm gonna go back to bed." I nod, eyes closed. Sleepily kiss your chest with an appreciative smile plastered on my face. Just 5 more minutes. You're worse than the fucking alarm clock. I inhale deeply. "Jeez," I say lazily. And then, alongside an equally deep exhale, I whisper, "God, that was really fucking good." Another contented sigh. Really?